The Secret Life of Cows, written and read by Rosamund Young. Watching cows and calves playing, grooming one another, or being assertive, takes on a whole new dimension if you know that those taking part are siblings, cousins, friends, or sworn enemies. If you know animals as individuals, you notice how often older brothers are kind to younger ones, how sisters seek or avoid each other's company, and which families get together at night to sleep and which never do so. Cows are as varied as people. They can be highly intelligent or slow to understand, friendly, considerate, aggressive, docile, inventive, dull, proud, or shy. All these characteristics are present in a large enough herd, and for many years we have been steadfast in our determination to treat our animals as individuals. My mother and father started farming in their own right in 1953. My brother Richard was nearly three, and I was 12 days old. To begin with, they had five cows and an old tractor, no electricity and no telephone. They gradually built up a herd of pedigree Ayrshires and also kept Wessex saddleback pigs. There were enormous numbers of rabbits on the land, which made crop growing impossible. Financial incentives in those days depended on intensification. There was undisguised pressure from government departments for farmers to use every modern aid. My parents' instincts were to be organic, although they had never heard the word. And the process of going against the official line happened gradually. From the start, they both shared an absolute determination to make the lives of the animals in their care dignified and comfortable. Some of my first memories are of one or other of my parents relating stories that had occurred involving cows or pigs or hens or wild birds. I hope that I am continuing here what began as an oral tradition.